Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. May I please have your email address to locate your account?
My email address is J as in John, P as in Paul, the number 2, MENLO, at gmail.com.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
John Tumanello.
Oh, thank you. Okay, so I see this account is for the website carhistory.online, and how may I help you today?
Well, I was purchasing a car last fall, and I did request some information on it, and I was charged for that, but now I have a recurring monthly charge.
Yes, sir. Now, I do see here where this account was initially created. Now, the $23.95 would have been a monthly charge that allows you to get 25 reports per month.
Okay. Well, I don't understand how that happened because I only needed the initial report one time. So how do I stop that?
Okay. Well, I can go ahead and have this account canceled, and that will prevent any future charges.
And prior charges?
I'm sorry, so what do you mean about the prior charges?
Pardon me?
Oh, I'm sorry, what did you mean about the prior charges?
Well, I had only requested it one time. I hadn't requested it, you know, I think you said 25 charges or 25 times. I'm not a dealer, just trying to buy one car. So I didn't realize that I would be charged monthly for that.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize. That is the only option that we have. But I can get you a courtesy refund for the latest charge.
Would you do that for me?
Yes, sir. I can process the refund for the latest charge, and it'll take 3 to 5 business days to go back into your account.
All right. I would appreciate it if you would do that.
You're welcome, and I'll give you the confirmation number.
All right.
Okay, that number is 1-875.
1-875.
277.
277.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and is there anything else I could help you with?
No, just to wish you a Merry Christmas. Sorry you're working today.
It's okay, sir, but thank you for calling customer service and have a great day.
You too. Take care.
You too.